This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. The Roaring Fork is on Colorado's list of impaired rivers, so City of Aspen officials are working on a plan to improve its health. Environment reporter Elizabeth Stewart-Severy has been following the issue. Elizabeth, a few weeks ago, you and I talked about how this plan will focus on addressing low flows in the river, but you also mentioned that stormwater runoff is a top concern for river health.
Yeah, so since 2006, there have been several major projects to improve the river that have cost millions of dollars. Basically, the city directs stormwater from the streets through underground vaults, which are designed to slow the water down so debris and pollution sink. When the water resurfaces, it passes through constructed wetlands or sandbars that act as natural filters. So there are several of these projects around town.
Where are those projects?
Well, the most recent one is at Proctor Open Space near Heron Park, and that's supposed to wrap up this summer. And the city also fairly recently finished a major project at Rio Grande Park. So these are some of the larger projects that address some of the biggest outfalls in town. So, for example, the stormwater features at Rio Grande Park are designed to treat all the water that drains from the downtown core with all the restaurants and, you know, most of the dirtiest stuff in Aspen before it gets into the Roaring Fork River.
And do these work?
Yeah, they do. So April Long, who heads up the city's work on stormwater and the Clean River program, told me that water that comes out of these treatment areas is about 90 to 98% clean from pollutants. So it's cleaner than the river itself. But they're expensive, and April says that the city doesn't have the money to build the treatment areas everywhere that they're needed.
What are some of the areas that aren't being treated?
So there are at least three major outfalls in town that could use better stormwater treatment. On the east side of town, April says they need to treat water coming off of Highway 82 near the Cooper Avenue Bridge. And then another drainage comes in near the old art museum where Gibson and Mill Street and Red Mountain Road all meet. And the city is actually in the conceptual design phase for a new project there. And then also at either Maroon or Castle Creek, though April says both of those need further study before they decide where to go.
Are there plans to put any of those projects in place?
So not really yet. And April says that funding is a concern. When the program started, it was funded about half from a mill levy on property taxes and then also from a significant fee on developers. But then the recession hit a few years later and council removed that fee on development. So the Clean River program has identified some major projects along with smaller things like rain gardens around town that act as smaller filters. And the mill levy is still in place, so these projects are likely to happen eventually, but April says if the funding structure doesn't change, it could take many more years to see progress.
Interesting. The Roaring Fork River through Aspen is listed as impaired, and Aspen City officials are developing a plan to improve its health. They are asking for community feedback through the end of the month. Elizabeth, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Aspen Public Radio's environment reporter, Elizabeth Stewart-Severy. I'm Kristen Kay. This is Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.